Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is a Celtics Wednesday, and Mego is here. But before we get to the Celtics, apparently there is some sort of a brewing Girl Scout cookie mystery.
The Girl Scout cookies arrived yesterday. We all were enjoying them. I said that Thin Mints were my favorite. I was ridiculed for that. I had one Thin Mint, put them back in the box because they're supposed to be shared for the community. Uh-huh. Box still here.
Mm-hmm.
Thin Mint box gone.
Okay, was there a limited amount? Like, was people only supposed to have one, or was there any kind
of... The whole box is gone.
There's a lot of people who work
here. They eat things up quick.
Rude. So classic radio station rude. It's like there's free food that people bring in, and it's out there for everyone, and somebody just squirrels a bunch and takes it home for themselves. You don't take it home. You eat it in the studio because it's clearly snacks. It's not like it's something that's
going to go
bad.
Your favorite, too. The Caramel Delights, nowhere to be found.
No, because those were gone. Greg and I almost ate the whole pack.
All-time greatest Girl Scout cookie is the Caramel Delight. Yeah. Used to be called the Samoa, I believe.
Yeah, number one on the list, hands down.
What's your number one go-to?
Tagalongs.
What's those?
The ones that you have right there, the peanut butter patties that I checked, but they're all gone. Okay. It shows you how good they are.
No, they're right here.
Yeah, those are...
No. Those are like a new... Here's the other thing. There's like these Gen Z Girl Scout cookies.
Those are Adventurefuls.
We didn't grow up with those. Those are different ones.
With these ones?
Yeah, these ones. The red bag ones.
Yeah, Thin Mints have always been my favorite. Actually, these right here, though, the shortbread ones are pretty good. The trayfuls.
Okay. Trayfuls are good, but...
Those are just generic.
Mego's right. Tagalong's the best.
Those are like the ones that your grandfather gets and he dips them in the coffee.
Yes.
Were either of you Girl Scouts?
Yes. Well, I was a Brownie and I bridged over to Girl Scouts and then I quit.
So I was a Brownie and I don't even know what Courtney's talking about.
The bridging ceremony.
Did you learn anything special? Like how to start a fire with two sticks or anything like that?
No. Girl Scouts is not about that. It's about like making things with puffy paint on t-shirts.
Is that what it is?
You got your patches. The whole thing was selling cookies.
Yeah.
It was actually our first pyramid scheme.
First
MLM scheme that we got pulled into by our mothers.
I mean, that's where it all started.
All right. Well, I mean, it's tough to find anything to say about this Celtics team that is negative. The only thing I find myself bored by some of these games. I don't know if you do or not.
Well, so do you care at all that they were eliminated by the NBA Cup, that it wasn't in their control in the end?
I don't. We've had an ongoing discussion about the Cup.
It should just be record and... That's it. Like, the best team with the best record out of the group goes. Like, this whole got to win by third. Greg, I was texting the group chat. Like, I'm watching the Knicks game. And then I'm like, what's going to happen? They got to win. The Knicks got to win by 38. Milwaukee has to beat the team that they're playing. It's just so stupid.
So did you watch the New York game, though?
I did. I was like, you know, I was
working.
So that's the point. The point is they want you to watch the games, even though it's a meaningless game. You're going to see if... New York can actually pull off this 38-point lead. And, of course, they didn't. But it made me stay up and watch a stupid New York game last night. And
we were
mad.
Being critical of the point differential. This is part of it where Wiggy and I were both saying, if you win the game, you win the game. If you don't, you don't. That is true. Because after halftime where it was like, all right, you got a 20-point lead. Are you going to either blow the lead or are you going to win by 38? That gets people more involved.
It starts to be like a morbid curiosity.
Yes.
Like, are
yes.
they going to go for it? Can right. they do this? And I will say, I agree with you largely. I don't think it really matters at all for the Celtics. Definitely doesn't matter at all when you're a team who's got championship implications at the end of the season. But I do look at what they got in return, which is they basically get 4 days off starting Saturday. And then they're seeing Washington and they're seeing Detroit instead. So they plug in, the league plugs in, backfills these two games because they still need to play games for the 82-game season. And the games that you get just aren't going to be as fun as a viewer as the games you would have gotten if they were in the NBA Cup because the better teams in the East are in the NBA
Cup. So is it like a built-in bye?
No, it's not like a bye. It's just the way that the scheduling works, they just have a couple days off that they wouldn't have had otherwise if they were moving forward, but they still have to play those two games.
Okay.
It's just you're stuck with the
because I was thinking when you said that, if there's a little bit extra rest for not making the tournament, is it better to be like, you know what? Let's not make the tournament so we can rest our guys. You know, because you see it in the NBA, like, you know, guys are not playing back-to-back and a lot of different things like that. So maybe it's a way.
Well, it's a good thing for Dallas because they might actually win something.
Yeah. Did you guys see the Kyrie story that TMZ had the other day?
Kai Cenat?
No, Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, when he was. Are you talking about when he was on Kai Cenat's stream?
No, I'm talking about that he's getting sued for allegedly not paying the hundreds of thousands of dollars to some wellness provider for a retreat that he had.
I did not see that.
Yeah.
Oh, don't tell Wiggy anything bad.
A retreat was hundreds of thousands of dollars?
So he was putting on a retreat that first he said, according to TMZ, there were going to be 50 to 60 people there, and they had this person who came in who was like a wellness guru, and that's what it was all going to be about. And then I guess it ballooned up to allegedly over 150 people, and then he just... The wellness guru person is saying he never paid them and he owes them like $350,000. To which I say, this guy doesn't change. No.
Yeah, no, he does not. He does not change.
All right, I got to listen.
He does not change.
I need the receipts before I go, what's it called? Convicting people.
Okay.
Haven't we talked about this all morning long?
Today.
Haven't we talked this all morning long
Wiggy
with John Bonet?
Wiggy raises a good point. Anybody can sue anybody. Right. Anybody can bring a suit against you. Kyrie is always the villain.
Haven't we talked about it all morning long with John Bonet, Ramsey's dad?
Yes.
Poor
guy.
That is true.
And Greg loves indicting ham sandwiches, so it's always what we do around here.
Wiggy is on an odd theme, which is defending Rollis Chapman for shooting windows out is one of his big things that he's talking about.
And groping his mom.
No, I said he did it 10 years ago, and that's the first thing we bring up. This guy's a bad guy.
Yeah.
This guy's a bad guy.
Served 30 games, which is a lot.
I mean, but we got to wait until he was never convicted of nothing. Listen, the same way we're waiting on what happens with Karen Reed. Look at how many people want to convict her already.
Mm-hmm. Jason Tatum, player of the month.
Hard pivot.
And I've heard enough. I know where Wiggy
Good
stands
call,
on this.
Mega.
Generally, we know where Wiggy stands on things.
I love it.
Can we just do a very quick thing on that topic? Milan Lucic, I found out, and I was here. I must have been bombed. I don't know. But there was another instance of Milan Lucic abusing or punching his wife in the North End.
Yes.
And so when it happened, I was enraged that we didn't react in that first moment to that behavior. So, I mean, if this is the one thing that we've read about in the news, odds are, from my perspective, it's not the only time the guy did it, just like it wasn't the only time Ray Rice did that.
Hey, see, I don't.
The guy gets pulled over for DUI.
I don't subscribe
it's not his first
to that one,
driving
Curtis.
Drunk.
No, I don't subscribe
well,
to that.
Well, because he
one.
Says he never did it.
Yeah, I don't subscribe to, even if a person who does something doesn't mean because they've done it one time, they're going to consistently do it again
That's
and again.
That's true.
So I don't subscribe to
it
that.
It doesn't mean every case, but how many people you get caught plagiarizing that you go back and you read through and there's like 16 other examples? It's rarely just one time.
Yeah, but we're talking about like things that I feel like when you're talking about Milan Lucic or you're talking about Chapman of hitting a woman, I don't subscribe to if he's done it once, he's probably going to do it over and over and over again.
I also say, Curtis, like you had raised a good point about that idea about the plagiarizing, but I do think that when it's an offense where it's like you're trying to find a shortcut like that, that's something that becomes more habitual. A violent alleged act is a little bit of a different nature.
But I do think you cross a threshold when you're able to do that to a woman, that once you're there, it seems more likely that it would reoccur as opposed to never doing it.
Yeah, like we talk about it with Diddy with the Cassie video. We say if he's doing that out in the hallway, imagine what he's doing behind closed doors. So yeah. I'd rather not. Right. No, I wouldn't either.
So back to Tatum.
Wiggy thinks that video was AI.
No, no, I saw what he did in that video and it was wrong.
Yeah. Anyway, Jason Tatum, what does he need to do when it comes to finally being the MVP?
Well, finally. I mean, we just entered December, so he's got a long way to go. But I think right now it's really going to come down to whether guys like SGA or Anthony Edwards make any kind of surge in the second half of the season. And if he can knock down Jokic, because we've talked a lot on the show before about how will there be voter fatigue around Jokic? But the guy's numbers are still just more outstanding than Jason Tatum's. Like, he just continues these triple doubles that are the likes that you haven't really seen since Russell Westbrook, and that got Westbrook the MVP several years ago. So I look at it and I say, I think it might be, if Jokic continues this way, it's just going to be hard, even with voter fatigue, for anyone to topple him. And again, I do think that it's still very early for Jason Tatum in his career. He's going to get the MVP. It's going to happen for him at some point. The primary focus this year still has to be repeating, especially when you've got this ownership change on the horizon. And there is now this time crunch with everything, possibly because you don't know who's going to be coming in.
We were talking a lot about you and Greg's guy, Pete Pritch.
Yes.
And in the Heat game, I was watching it and it was bringing back memories of Isaiah Thomas. I was saying it on the show. Actually, the first season that you and I met,
yes,
was that Isaiah Thomas season. And then after the game, Eddie House was talking about it, saying similar numbers there. How important do you think Peyton Pritchard will be for the Celtics to be able to repeat something?
I think right now Peyton Pritchard is kind of the headline for the depth that this team has. And we've talked so much about how last year they had the best starting 5/6 in the entire league. Now they've grown into something else, which is even more impressive. And credit to the Celtics player development behind the scenes, because you think you have such a stacked high portion of the roster. What do you do with these guys on the other end? Peyton Pritchard was somebody who was disgruntled just 2 years ago with his contract. He wanted to go somewhere else where he'd get more playing time, but he continued to develop behind the scenes. You see it with guys like Luke Kornet, who also had a big night against Miami. So when you're in these stretches in the first half of the season, when you're sitting Jaylen Brown and Derek White in the same game, you're sitting Drew Holiday and both your starting bigs, these guys backfill and they just look extremely ready to go. So I know we've been talking about Peyton so much, and yeah, he had 4 games off the bench straight with 20-plus points. That's the first time that anyone's done that since Isaiah Thomas back in 2015. So he's certainly the headline there, but I think it's almost like it's the opposite of a symptom of a bigger problem. He's the headline of something that's really impressive that the bottom half of the Celtics roster is doing.
He's like 4th in the league when it comes to threes with 500 minutes
he's
played.
He's a little freak show.
You know, everybody else has 600, 700. But bench-wise, they're by far the best in the league. Who's, in your mind, who's behind them?
I don't even know, because what I'd say in terms of their depth, I mean, their depth really starts if you have everybody healthy and ready to go on a given night for a playoff series. Their depth starts with Al Horford.
Right.
And that's a starter on most other teams unless it's the Sixers.
Right.
And then you have P. Pritch, and then you do have guys like Luke Kornet and
Sam Hauser.
Nemias Keita and Sam Hauser when he's healthy. Like, you just have all these different options where I'm not saying these guys on the bench are necessarily all starters on another team. Mm-hmm. I think that's still a bit of a stretch, but they're much stronger than you usually see when you go past the 6th or 7th guy in rotation.
Yeah, and especially with P. Pritch, I think, because that was some of the conversation that they were having when I was watching them play. Who the hell they just play here recently?
Heat?
Yeah, when they were playing the Heat, and they were talking about on the broadcast, like, what would Pete Pritch be like if he was somewhere else, a starter? You know what I mean?
It's kind of like the Terry Rozier conversation that we had a few years
ago. And
that's
exactly why they were talking about, because Rozier obviously, you know, went to Charlotte, became a starter, and, you know, we see him as a good player, and Pete Pritch having that opportunity, and his role is perfect But sooner or later, he's going to want to be one of the guys. You know what I mean?
And Wiggy, that might happen here in a couple seasons because you're going to have the crunch of, I don't want to get into all the boring stuff about the second apron. And all you have to know is they're going to be spending an incredible amount of money to hold this team together. And you've got somebody like Drew Holiday who's in his 30s and he's probably going to be moving on in one way or another. I'm not saying Peyton Pritchard is going to take over Drew Holiday's role, but it's not completely out of the realm of possibility if you're trying to keep the roster together.
What are, speaking of being able to afford everybody and what you brought up, the sale, are you hearing anything about that?
Just that it's still very early days. So it's been very quiet on that front from everything that I've heard. But I think it's, first of all, you know how it is once you hit Thanksgiving, or for some people the week before Thanksgiving, like every... All the rich people shut down, except for you, Greg. All the rich people take like a 6-week break. So I wouldn't expect
have it,
to hear
didn't they want to have it done by the end of the year? Wasn't that what they had said?
I honestly, I think that they the preference of the Grosbecks has been to keep it in-house to the best of their ability, whether that's Tags or Hale.
Steve Pagliuca or Rob Hale.
Because they've done a great job with the organization, but they will also be judged by the stewardship of the people they sell it to, rightly or wrongly.
They did confirm that they had met with a foreign sovereign wealth fund, but that type of investor can only take a certain percentage of a team. So even that would be somebody who would be a backer with another buyer. Right. It wouldn't be somebody coming in and being like,
was it the artist formerly known as Prince Harry?
Can you imagine the Harry Markle, Meghan Markle Celtics? Ooh, they would fall apart Meghan, in 3 weeks.
How great would be the Meghan Linda drama in Boston?
I feel like my boy Bezos has turned his attention to the Jets.
Yeah.
I don't know. Bezos, was he in it for a while? I don't know.
I thought he was in his brother's top three.
Yeah, they were talking about Larry Ellison, but Larry Ellison is buying quarterbacks at Michigan, so I don't know.
Could you imagine the local reaction if Elon bought the Celtics?
Oh, my God. Oh, Elon's busy, Curtis. He's got to fix government. All right, well, it's great to see you, and we will rely on you when it comes to all things Celtics.
Great, so. I'll be there tonight. Right. Huge game against the Pistons.
That's it. Twice in a week.
That's it.
All right.
So exciting.
That is Mego, our Celtics insider here at WEI. And here is Courtney with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Bruins get a win in overtime at the TD Garden, taking down the Red Wings 3-2. Pavel Zacha got the game winner. The guys improved to 4-5-2 under Joe Sacco. They've got back-to-back games for the Bees. They have the Blackhawks in Chicago tonight. Puck drop is at 7:30. Here at home, the Celtics have the Pistons at the TD Garden. Tip is at 7:30. And the Celtics found out their fate last night. They were eliminated from the NBA Cup as the Knicks beat the Magic 121-106. They needed the Knicks to lose or beat the Magic by 38. Congratulations are in order for Jason Tatum, who was named Eastern Conference Player of the Month for October and November. And the Red Sox and free agent pitcher Aroldis Chapman has agreed to a one-year deal worth $10.75 million. It is now time to put someone in timeout.
You're in timeout. Let's find out who's getting a timeout this week. Brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. TimeoutMarket.com.
Ooh, where do I want to go with this one? I kind of want to put Aaron Rodgers in timeout, but at the same time, makes me a fan all the way through. So I'm actually going to go more in the direction of Wiggy and people like Wiggy Scheim a little bit, who are putting any of the blame of that dirty hit on Trevor Lawrence from this week.
Ah, excellent one. All right. Anybody else?
I have my friend and the man that has been so good to us every Monday, but Jerod Mayo's in timeout for not using a timeout. I find the lack of the feel on Sunday was the most apparent it's been all year, and I hope it's a learning experience.
I am going to put the NBA in timeout because of this stupid group play thing. Courtney and I, we talked about this off air and on air. We talked about it with Mego. If there are five teams in each group, and they all play each other, why doesn't the team with the best record just go so we don't have to get into this all million different scenarios? And if there are two teams that are basically have the same record, 3-1, let's call it, Why can't they just face off against each other and the winner of that game moves on? It's so confusing.
Wiggy's going to hate this, but I am going to put Ohio State in timeout. We need to normalize taunting when you win and running up the score. Thank you.
Taunting? So I don't mind that rule. If we're going to put that in place.
I could not agree more, Shine. Right.
Planting a flag is taunting when you win.
Yeah. Like, I don't mind running up the score. Like, did you see the Penn State coach, what's his name, Franklin, going after Maryland's coach? Like, I get it. Like, he's like, I'm putting my threes and fours in there, and I'm going to let them play football. And the American Maryland coach, Mike Lasky, I think his name, he's all upset. Like, why are you still trying to score? He's like, you got your ones out there. I got my threes and fours. We're just still trying to play.
All right, I'm going to put the dude who blew $4.7 million on Sophie Rain's OnlyFans in timeout. What an absolute waste of money.
Maybe he buys the team.
I mean, maybe a million. I mean, if you're really desperate, a million and a half.
Her OnlyFans must be really good for him to spend that type of bread.
You spent $4.7 million for photos? Do you get a FaceTime with that?
I would bet he's getting FaceTimes.
Do you get a text whenever you want?
I think she's on call.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. For what? For like a phone?
Sex
like,
for phone call, for, text. Yeah. Like if
phone
he,
sex? Like yeah. is like what?
Save that.
Phone sex.
I mean.
FaceTime sex.
Okay. I bet he's getting $4.7 million?
I bet he's getting all that.
I feel so sorry.
That is just, how much money does that man have?
He must have a lot.
I guess so. All right.
I hope he doesn't have a wife. And that was brought to you by Time Out Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof, timeoutmarket.com. And that trending was brought to you by the 99. Give the perfect gift this year, 99 restaurant gift cards. They're the perfect gift for everyone on your list. For every $25 you purchase, receive $5 bonus gift card for yourself. You gotta love the nines.
Curtis, what kind of a man is so lonely that they blow $4.7 million on OnlyFans?
Dale here.
Okay. What is it?
The second you said what kind of, I knew exactly where you were going, and I want to give you a high five.
All right.
It's cold right now, 37 afternoon high. The real story is some snow coming overnight, a coating potentially in Boston. You're looking at about 2 to 4 inches outside of 495, but the real jackpot is in southern New Hampshire and Vermont, where 8 to 12 inches of snow is possible. Oh,
I feel for our people up there.
Right. Buy a big chunk of salami.
All right, thank you, Curtis.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep.
Tomorrow, Bill O'Brien, head coach of Boston College football at 6:45, and Mike Milbury on the Boston Bruins at 9 after an overtime win. And that team seems to be responding well to Joe Sacco. I don't know what the deal is.
Why, I'm surprised by that.
Why?
And they're hockey players. That's why. Shouldn't matter who's coaching.
True. It's all about character.
That's what it is. Yeah. Right? Whoever's standing on the back of that bench, they'll skate through a wall.
You remember when I said, and I was literally, I needed round-the-clock security, when I said that Bergeron led the charge or could have stopped the firing of Bruce Cassidy?
Yes, yes.
And how that, in hindsight, he was enabling the players and the captain didn't do the right thing. That's what we're saying now about this team.
Mm-hmm.
Marchand could have stepped in and said, no, we got it. It's on us. He could have publicly defended Monty. They all said no.
And they must have felt like that they needed a change. And I think they said the right thing afterwards about how upset they were about it. But they weren't. I mean, you want him to just say nothing, I guess.
Well,
right?
I would just say, you know, we love playing for him. It was working a couple of years ago. You know, it's time for change. It's okay. I mean, we all believe that you enacted the change, or at the very least, we're tacitly okay with it. Because so Sweeney keeps spending big on these players, so it benefits him to support the player and blame the coach, because otherwise he looks like an idiot for bringing together a team that doesn't work. And that's why he's on his third coach.
And he's on the hot seat now. He's next, right?
Yep. You don't get another one.
Speaking of spending big, I'm sorry. I cannot figure out the $4.7 million that this dude blew on.
It's all on tips, basically.
On tips?
Tips.
For what?
Well, so I don't know how it works.
Good service.
I don't know how it works because I made the account once and posted one foot thing and then deleted it. So I never got any tips. But I'm guessing a tip is you get extra. You pay for something that is not included in your service.
Okay, but Sophie Rain yesterday, when sharing this information, because she made headlines last week when she said that she made $40 million in 1 year on OnlyFans. Yesterday, when publicly thanking the individual who single-handedly...
Oh, God.
Hey!
Gave her gave her $4.7 million.
Epic.
Thank you. She also went on to say that this is a quote, "I'm a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
I know it seems odd, but I don't do anything else with anyone on my OnlyFans. It's just me."
Huh?
So
That's very easy to find out whether or not she's lying or not, right? And you could easily go to her OnlyFans and see if it's all, you know, solo activity.
And a guy is paying, like, how sad are you for that individual? I guess maybe I shouldn't be because it's his money.
Yeah. Jax is going to text us and be like, well, I did it for the job. I looked her up. I paid. Mean,
people, so it's no different, I guess, than people going to a Shake Shack.
Oh, it's no different than somebody going to a therapist to help them with it.
Okay, it's different than going to a
therapist. Yeah, it's a bit different than a therapist.
Somebody helps them get through whatever it is they're dealing with. If this guy's alone.
I'm guessing that this
isn't any different.
No, because there is a whole, if you look at what she posted, there is a line that says messages.
Right.
So he is paying her, it was like over $4 million in tips.
Right.
So that's not messaging. I'm guessing like.
Tips is part of the messaging.
No, it's a different line.
Yeah, the messaging was like $283,000.
Yes.
Right, but does she do? Like, she gets on with this particular dude, and she has like 7 layers of clothing on, and she's like, all right, for $50, I'll take my top off. And he's like, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
And then she takes it off, and then there's another, there's like, he has to go through like 7
Bingo.
Layers of clothing to get
Bingo. Or he might say to her, hey, listen, can you put hot chocolate on your toes.
Right.
And she goes, you know what? For $500, I can do that for you. And he's like, all right.
He's like, yeah, no problem.
It's like a therapist. The therapist says, hey, listen, I can only do this much in an hour, but if you want me to FaceTime you or do some Zoom, it's going to cost you extra.
Yeah, there's got to be FaceTimes. I'm guessing for over $4 million, there's been a meetup.
Yeah,
there's no different cost for a therapist if you're in person or in a Zoom.
I feel like they have like extra, you know, you get an hour session. And then you can get extra stuff if you pay more for the hour.
No,
I don't know.
No, you do not. Package deal.
I'm not saying that she's had actual sex with this man. I think like gone to dinner.
Like a sugar. He's like a sugar daddy.
She's a virgin.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, she's a Christian and a virgin.
Okay. Well, no. So she has her followers in different lists,
right.
And you could see on the receipt for this guy, he's in the sugar daddy's list. It's at the top. Of the screenshots, it lists sugar daddies.
All right, so
I don't know if Mitch could put that back up.
So she probably like is his arm candy. He goes to events. She goes with him.
Well, I don't. I mean, okay.
And all the other old guys go, actually, wow, who's that?
You think she actually does things with him?
Like maybe
in person,
like go to dinner.
Yeah, maybe go to dinner. Maybe like you know, like if
I knew a girl who went to dinner with a guy and he bought her a bag.
Yeah.
Really?
Seeking Arrangement was the app, and. I can't say anymore. But if they're in trouble. I was going to say something. I was like, please don't.
Is it somebody we know?
No, you guys don't know her. But I was like, please don't post your address. Or don't give him your address.
Maybe he's like, hey, I got this Greg Hill cocktail gala I got to go to. Would you mind accompanying me? I'll pay you $20,000.
Hold the tail.
And then all the old guys at Greg's event are like, talking to him like, hey, Bob, who's the young hottie you got?
Yeah, see, lists. Sugar daddies.
So
she's probably got more than one.
Yeah. That is it.
God.
Well, when you look like, you know, how she looks, and if you're...
But see, so he's paying a lot in messaging, over $200,000 in messages alone. So the tips is more than that.
Yeah, but I mean, the tips is like, you know...
She's sending him her underwear.
Yeah, like that kind of stuff. And the messaging is like, hey, can we do a 30-minute FaceTime conversation, and then pop out a breast assist or something?
So we are... So there's a whole new class of millionaires that are being launched by OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they've been doing it forever, though. Like, that Seeking Arrangement app, I would go with my friend, and she would show me the guys on there. And there were, I think a lot of people picture it as, like, these creepy old men. There were some very attractive late 30-year-olds.
What's that about?
I don't know. It's like they have all this money that they just...
Right. They don't want the effort of like
dating. Dealing, like they
like
want to be...
Dating or dealing with...
Yeah, they want to say like this is sex and it's all it's ever going to be. This is like a business arrangement.
You got to put it in terms that Greg understands. Like food. Mm-hmm. Do you want to go... If you got a ton of money, do you want to go to the same restaurant every night?
No.
So if you got a ton of money, you'll go to high-end restaurants... Different ones all the time. So these guys got a ton of money. So they probably figure, I want a different flavor of women.
Right,
woman.
But this guy's going into the restaurant and paying $500 to sit down and not eating.
Right. Well, in the world, he might not be, because there's no physical connection with them too, but, you know, he's getting other things. It's like, oh, you know what? Hey, bring out your best bottle of wine and pour it into the glass, even though I can't drink it. I can still shake it around and smell it.
Oh, it's very, very strange.
Hey, man.
Anyway.
People with money.
I mean, good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
4.7 from one dude.
One dude.
From one dude.
And Craig, not to sound like a weird loser, which I am, but like, or judgmental, because I'm not trying to be. I just never understood the strip club thing. Like going with a bunch of guys to watch girls strip naked. Yeah. Like who would watch a porno with friends?
Yeah.
That's different though. A strip club is more the atmosphere.
Right. I mean, he's right here.
Yeah. No, Wiggy does go with his wife, and it's normal. Like, I don't judge him.
It's like he took you to Magic City your first
time. It's like,
it was a lot.
It's, you know what
Wiggy goes for the wings.
You know what?
There was no coverage.
You know what? I don't
Nothing left of the imagination.
No, but it's a strip. It's the environment. It's the atmosphere. It's the wings.
It's the conversation.
I didn't even know people were naked.
It's like, Wiggy only goes to ones with buffets.
I don't get why people like pitches smoke shows, and like I'm like that's baffling to me. Like, so you just liking a picture that you see a broad in a bikini?
Bizarre.
That is weird. Go to a strip club. Yeah. And at least you can actually, you know, be in there and have an environment, maybe get a lap dance, but you're going like, you know, you fall nothing but bikini models and you like.
Okay, well, it's a different thing. They're just liking their pictures.
Yeah, but that's weird. It's like,
doesn't cost them anything.
Why are you liking a picture?
I'm like, do you think Pamela Anderson is noticing that Joe Schmo liked their photo, left a heart comment?
Probably not.
Like,
who are you liking them for?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that fire emoji, really.
She's got 2 million followers and you're liking her photo.
Got her all hot and bothered.
All right.
At least I get some wings at the strip club.
Jones and Keefe coming up in 15 minutes. We'll be right back. Jones and Keefe coming up shortly. They will keep you up. The Juan Soto watch continues. They will keep you up to date on anything that breaks there.
Panda watch.
Curtis, there's some breaking news from New York that we should get to before we go.
This is awful. I'm sure many of you know the massive Hilton Hotel in Midtown Manhattan. There is a United Healthcare investors meeting starting this week. And this morning at 6:45 a.m., the CEO entered a room to prepare and was shot dead by a man in a cream shirt and a black mask who left and fled on a bicycle in what police believe to be a targeted assassination in the city's Midtown area. Just after 9 a.m., they used yellow caution tape to surround it. And they are investigating. The person who did this is still on the loose.
So some kind of an angry investor or something like that?
I mean, or somebody hired him to do that on their behalf? I have no, idea, but that is 50 years old, just shot dead.
That's terrible.
That is awful.
So I don't know what's going on, but it feels like we're all, like, we are just, I don't know, fraying at the seams.
Well,
maybe Trump can fix it.
Hopefully tomorrow's 12 days of Chris Christmas gift will spread some joy, and maybe people will react to that, Curtis, tomorrow.
If I feel like I have one legacy, it's making people smile.
That's what Sophie Rain is doing. She's making them smile.
If you could deliver,
make it only $43 million more than I am.
If you could find Juan Soto under the tree and deliver him to the Boston Red Sox, that would make my year, Curtis.
Yeah.
Something in my gut tells me it's going to happen. I'm,
me
something's
too.
Telling me. Something's telling me. I got a feeling. I just said, what's that song? I just can't fight this feeling anymore.
Yeah. I think that was Stevie Nicks.
Something is telling me. Cause
what's telling you?
I think
it was your lead this morning at 6:35 or whatever we got to your lead, 7, that you believe it's down to the Sox and the Mets.
Right. And I think they realized, the Red Sox brass realized, that they have to make this move to win back the fan belief in the organization.
Well, they're so far out dangling on this one.
Right. There's no coming back.
I mean, you come back if you sign, you know, or you go and get Garrett Crochet or something, and you sign, like, if you have two or three signings of some import and they, you know.
But they got to be like Vlad Guerrero Jr. They got to be things that people will be like, all right, we'll give you a pass on missing out from Juan Soto, because the guys that you signed, they might not be as talented as Juan Soto, but they are legit, you know, a legit franchise players. But they're so far out there, there's no turning back. It's like once you go down that road, there's no turning back. And I think they're so far out there with some of the stuff that they said that they know if they don't get this, the fan trust, belief in the organization.
I'm having flashbacks.
Is not going to be them.
What'd they do last year when they said
full
throttle?
Yeah, but it wasn't the same
what
thing.
What are you talking
it's
about?
Full throttle's different.
What way?
They weren't in on Shohei Ohtani.
But you said they were.
No, but that was me just.
You were saying they should be.
They should
You hope they are.
Right. Why I hope they are. But they are clearly, from all of the baseball insiders and the big names, they are clearly in on Juan Soto.
Down to, in some cases, the final two.
Right. And they're telling
like
us.
You have to close.
Right.
Like, you now have to close.
Right.
And can I tell you exactly what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Juan Soto is going to sign with the Mets, and within an hour, the Red Sox announced signing Teoscar Hernandez and a pitcher.
That's not going to do it, though.
My prediction. I think that's what will happen.
Because what was Sam Kennedy said, 95 wins or whatever it was for this organization, that's not going to get the fans to have real belief in it. They already don't believe in the organization. They need to get that back. And the only way they get that back, you sign Juan
Soto. Giant splash.
And
I think that there is a large group of people that listen to the show and consume the Red Sox and are fans of the team that would rationalize very easily getting Teoscar Hernandez and Corbin Burns as opposed to just Juan Soto.
Back to that baseball Brett thing, which is you're spending too much on the guy. And
but that's
15 years and it's 600.
But that's the minority of fans.
I think
he is because he's a diehard, right? The rest of us who are just kind of like there, we want to see the big splash. We want to go, you know, buy the jerseys. The majority of us.
I don't care about how much money they're spending.
Yeah, we don't, you know, we don't know those guys where baseball Brett's like, save the money and go get this, you know, up and coming AAA guy. We're like, we need the splash. That's the majority of, I think, baseball fans nowadays. I feel like the diehards have kind of, there's not many of them. They're like a dying breed. You know, and so, and I think the Red Sox know that.
That all changes, though, with the golden bat. Trust me.
The diehards won't like the golden bat. I bet you Brett know the real baseball purists.
Is there a golden football rule that you would institute?
Yeah, Brady plays forever.
Yeah. I see the prop. Mm. You don't really need it in football.
What about you pick any moment, no rush. There's no rush allowed whatsoever. Literally one play in the game.
Jameis Winston is everyone's emergency backup quarterback.
No rush.
No rush.
Yeah, because that's the golden rule. Or four offensive linemen for the defense. They're golden football.
What do you guys see this Boston Sports Imp stat about Drake May? That in football, since Drake May became the starter, he leads all NFL quarterbacks in rushing yards with 333. Jalen Hurts is second, and he is the Patriots' leading rusher by 20 yards.
Wow.
Over Ramondre Stevenson with 333 yards.
I knew he could run, but I didn't realize he could run like that. That run that he had
my boy can scoot.
Sunday against the Colts.
41.
Shine knew it very early on. I don't know if you know that.
He knew it in grade school.
I told everybody 16 touchdowns rushing in college. Yeah. Nobody listened.
He really does. He runs.
Shime saw him at that Panthers game with his girlfriend when he was in high school, and he identified them as the number. I think he had him number two then.
Yeah, I knew. I knew ahead of time. Yeah,
he does run minus the aggressiveness.
That was your 2002 mock that you did in advance of 2023?
I don't think he was alive in 2002.
Oh, that's depressing.
Like Josh Allen. I think he's a. I think he's got more top end speed than Josh Allen. Josh Allen's a little bit more
bigger.
Yeah, but Drake can bulk up a little bit too.
Yeah.
They should add more, like how Buffalo has, and Brady talked about this design runs with the quarterback.
Yeah.
You should add more.
It's a
those
really good idea. If only anybody had accused the coaches of not doing that.
You should add some of those with Drake May. It'd be pretty, you know, it would help your running game.
Yeah.
A little RPO or something? Maybe?
Something, where he gets to actually keep the ball, where all his runs don't come off of pass plays.
Especially in the red zone where you struggled so.
Jalen Hurts does it. All the guys that Curtis talked about that he's ahead of.
What about the golden run? And it's one, it can't be a running back.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be a lineman. And there's only and there's only, and you pick when you want it, and it's only, there's only one player can defend it.
Ooh, like an Oklahoma drill. Okay. With an offensive lineman. I did.
I think that would change the game completely. Yeah, like, that would be better than the golden.
The new overtime rules.
That's your golden two-play football rule.
What about this? The golden mic. For one play, you have your broadcaster and color guy take on the other broadcaster and color guy at the 50-yard line. Can we Sosie dominate.
We're still waiting on Courtney's friend to get us the golden dong.
We're going
to
get it.
Yeah, we're gonna get that.
We can use that as the award.
We're actually giving it to the $4.7 million OnlyFans guy.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Chris Curtis Christmas tomorrow.
All right, we got to go. Man, it went fast today.
It always does.
Yeah. But thank you. We are back tomorrow morning at 6, and then Friday, it's our 20th annual Toys for Tots show at Bach Ferrari on the Auto Mile Route 1 in Norwood. So thank you for listening. Jones and Keith next.